This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're back on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. I've kicked Robbie out again because we have a very special guest joining us in the studio now. He's not happy about the fact that he keeps getting kicked out of the studio, but it's the way it is. I'm joined by the absolutely wonderful Breezilla, who's the artist behind Glitter Fist. Hello, hello.
Hi. Sorry, Robbie, there's only room for one of us in here today.
Now, for those, well, if you don't know, how could you not know? Glitter Fist is a wonderful, iconic's not even the right word. Over the years, Glitter Fist has grown into just this amazing, powerful artist and performer both visually and wonderfully.
Oh, thank you.
And it's been a joy to be watching as Glitter Fist has grown. And in a really exciting way for Midsummer, what you're doing is bringing together the disco and the divine and creating a Radical Ritual. You've got this wonderful show that's a part of Midsummer.
Yes, I do. Radical Rituals is opening this Friday at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent, and it's really something that I'm quite excited about. It is like a queer cult cabaret, but it's structured in a very different way. It's basically taking audiences on a journey through desire, rage, grief, and love. A lot of feelings that we don't allow space
ourselves
for.
To have. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we are parties and parades and discos and fabulous and glitter, and we're all of that. And I, you know me. I'm very that. But we've also, especially this past year, which has been really rough, yeah. You know, like post same sex marriage debate, like that took its toll. Yeah. It did.
It really did.
I think we're still reeling on the inside, despite, you know, it being a victory. It was also a lot of other things.
Yeah.
And that's what I hear from audiences after shows when I'm talking or when I'm performing pieces. I hear audiences talking to me about how they're feeling, and I wanted to create something that it made space for more than just
joy.
Yeah. But there's plenty of joy in Radical Rituals. It's a
well, there's
fun
plenty of joy
show.
In expressing all of these kind of emotions,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
I think we forget that, and allowing that place to let them break free.
Yeah,
is what makes us us.
Yeah, it is, and I think that's the thing. Like, as a community, I mean, we're such a diverse community. Under our acronym, there's so many letters. There's so many different people. And what, I guess, unites us is our experiences together, dealing with otherness, dealing with shame, dealing with all sorts of things, and also dealing with pride that we've fought for. And also, like, our filthy, delicious sexuality and desires and beautiful bodies. There's so much diversity, but I think what we all experience is powerful desire, really fiery rage, which is entirely righteous.
So, and right.
Also grief, as collective grief that we carry through our communities through generations. And then I guess what really, I think, unites and heals us is love. And so this show is a fun cabaret with lots of different artists with different performance.
Yeah, you've
styles.
Got quite a diverse number of artists,
yeah,
that are being a part of it.
We do. We've got people of all persuasions. We've got burlesque, drag, circus, performance art, singing, things that really hit you in the feels, things that will turn you on, things that will make you laugh. It's a huge range of things, but it's definitely like a journey through all of these spaces.
Do you know what I love just hearing you describe this? Because for anyone who hasn't seen Glitter Fist perform, that's also a very great description for you when you just do one number. Because it does sit within a lot of different emotions and a lot of different passions, a lot of different powers. And
yeah.
I know when I've seen you perform sometimes and I'm there screaming and cheering, but what you're talking about and expressing is actually really dark. But I'm cheering for the fact that, you know what? That like, we get that.
Yeah.
We understand that energy. So it must be really exciting to give it this bigger life and,
yeah,
be able to express that with other artists and bring them on that journey with you.
It is really exciting. And also, when it was difficult sort of, I guess, casting this because, it's so structured, like starting with desire, going into rage, going to grief, and then into the power of love. That's a real emotional journey. And you need to find artists and acts that have something to bring to make that flow. And yeah. So when I was putting the call out, I was receiving all these amazing responses. There are so many artists that are contributing art that speaks to those feelings, and it's really great to give that a platform and build this space for that, you know, for everyone to feel that together.
Yeah.
And it's really nice, like, hearing you say that about my work, because I guess a lot of my stuff is really sassy, but it's really angry yeah. as well. And yeah. just because I've got a lot of disco beats with it, maybe I've tricked people into, like, you know, into partying along to listening to something powerful. And it's nice to hear that resonate with people, because yeah. I get a lot of people saying, like, that it does, that that what I'm saying resonates with people. And that's really beautiful to hear. Like, it means a lot. And it's nice to, I guess, yeah, have this space to really dig in a bit deeper, have yeah. that time to really get down in the muck with people in all the filthy, glorious ways.
It sounds like it's going to be an absolutely enticing, mm-hmm. But really differently exciting way to explore what ritual is and what those feelings are
yeah.
for the people. I think just from hearing the way that you've described it, it kind of sounds like to me, it's not just, there's lots of artists and you're sitting back. It kind of feels like you're on that journey with everyone yeah. in the room, yeah?
Yeah, I'll definitely be like your sassy drag deity preacher leading you through a sermon, because essentially we are transforming the Melba Spiegel Tent into a sacred space. Because often as a community, we're shut out of sacred spaces.
So true.
We have always created our own spaces, our own safe spaces. We've made discos our cathedrals.
Yeah.
We've got a long history of creating spaces for ourselves. And I feel like you know, beyond church, beyond religion, beyond temples, outside of all of that, what would we have created if we hadn't always had outside forces trying to shape who we are?
Yeah.
What kind of beauty would we have created? And that's, I guess, what sort of started the idea of this show, was like, we're actually going to transform the Melba Spiegel Tent into a sacred space. Like, with altar installations that the audience can contribute to, like, with every show, with everyone's involvement, these altars will grow. And if you actually see the show, you get to experience what that means. But it's really transforming the way you experience a cabaret. It's not just sitting and watching. You actually get to participate if you want to. You
That's
don't have
so
to.
That's so exciting.
But you can. And I feel like there's it's just providing a bit of an outlet for people to not just experience these emotions and celebrate and honor what we go through as a community, but also release some of their own feelings in our altar of love or our altar of grief. There's all kinds of sort of experiences you can have as part of this show, other than just, you know, watching amazing artists dazzle you with circus or titillate you with
do their thing.
Yeah.
It sounds absolutely exciting. Now, it is opening this Friday at the Melba Spiegel Tent, and there are other shows next week, but
yes.
why not kick off your weekend the right way and get along to Radical Rituals at the Melba Spiegel Tent this Friday night? So this Friday, who are some of the performers that are performing?
Yes, well, every night is different, so every night's going to be a different experience. And this Friday, we have Mama Alto performing for one night only. We have Kat Scurvy from Rebel. We've got Miss Bailey Rose, Them Fatale, a.k.a. Marlabird, Bam Bam, Alexand, Ira Luxuria, Reagan Lynch, and Ophelia Bitts doing drag, burlesque, circus, cabaret magic. It's going to be quite the spectacle.
Oh, my God, that sounds so exciting.
Some of these acts give me absolute chills. I can't wait to see them live again. So, yeah, it's going to be a fabulous night this Friday.
Oh, fantastic. Now, it is midsummer. I can proudly say that you're like me, one of those
yes.
performers that is everywhere, doing everything. Have
yeah.
you been having a wonderful time?
I have. I've been checking out lots of people's shows. I saw Gender Euphoria last week, which was fabulous. I saw Queen Kong's most recent show at the Arts Centre as well, which has been amazing. But obviously, being super busy, it's hard to get to all of the shows.
Yeah.
I'll be in Taint tonight at Hair Hole, so a Hair's Hynes. That'll be fabulous with 6 inches uncut. But yeah, I think once my show started this Friday and I've got a bit of a break before the next shows on Thursday and Saturday next week, I'll be getting to as many shows as I can to explore.
You'll be squeezing
midsummer.
It all in.
I will, because, you know, I mean, it's 3 weeks of the year where you get to have all of the queer glorious fun.
So true. And you decided to do something crazy as well and get married just before midsummer started.
I did just get married, which is I married my drag roadie.
So yeah, you're kind of, it's like Midsummer's going to be this precursor to a honeymoon. Like, yeah. let's dive into the craziness.
Yeah. I scheduled my wedding 2 weeks before my show opened, which was really smart. Wasn't entirely up to me. It was my partner's from Northern Ireland, Tony. Hi, Tony, if you're listening.
Hey.
And her parents were going to be in Australia for Christmas to visit, like, their daughters. So we scheduled it to be when her parents would already be in Australia, which happened to be the most inconvenient timing for me, but I'm making it work.
But you're making it work. Well, yeah. I say then, if you, whether it's at Pride March or any of these other events, if you see Glitterfist, go right up, give Glitterfist a high five, say congratulations.
Thank you.
Or a better way to, you know, give that shout out and celebrate would be to come along to Radical Rituals, kicking off this Friday night at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent, and then next week as well on Thursday and Saturday.
Yes.
And to get along and celebrate in a different way.
Essentially, you can come and join my honeymoon. my show is now my honeymoon. So if you want to be a part of that experience, if you want to join Tony, my drag roadie, who will be stage managing backstage.
I think ticket sales have just bumped up.
Yeah, yeah. Come and see love in action. Come and see. I've married someone who's now doing all the free labor on my show because she's contractually obligated.
Absolutely. You can grab your tickets to this via the Midsummer website, or you know what, just jump onto our social media right now for Mad Wednesday on Facebook or my Twitter. We are sharing the event right now.
Yeah.
Priscilla, thank you so much for coming and joining us today. I know what Midsummer is like for you. It's just like me. You can't stop moving and it's crazy and it's busy. But also thank you for creating such an exciting work, such a diverse work and such a strong and deep. I can't wait to come and see it. Radical Rituals at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent. Get yourself down there for Midsummer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dean. Thanks.
You're on
so
Mad
much.
Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.